Bridging with Shiva, lesson 182, seeing oneself and others. It is a principle on the path that until we are rather advanced, we do not really know whether we have reprogrammed the subconscious mind or not, or if the reprogramming has been done correctly. However, we do know when we create something with our hands, whether it is done correctly and carefully. We also know when it is finished, or we can see it on the physical plane. Taking a physical substance into our hands, using it carefully and systematically, and disciplining ourselves to finish that which we have begun is a powerful process. By doing this, we overcome habit patterns of carelessness and of not being able to pay attention to details. We also overcome the habit of becoming distracted. So choose a hobby or a craft. It should be something that you do with your hands that changes the form of physical objects, such as taking clay and out of it making a beautiful vase, or using yarn to weave a lovely tapestry. As soon as the subconscious mind has been positively reprogrammed, even just a little, the channels of intuition begin to open and you feel peaceful. Disturbances within your mind subside. At this stage on the path, you often wonder if you're making progress anymore. You hold a consciousness like being in an airplane, going at 1,000 miles an hour while holding the feeling of not moving. When you feel as if nothing is happening to you inside anymore, you are living in an intuitive state, the eternity of the moment. Your intuition is now penetrating your external mind all of the time. When your subconscious has been cleared of past reactionary patterns and reprogrammed thoroughly, you do not take exception to things that happen in the world. In understanding, you love everyone and embrace every event. You intuitively sense just what they are all going through because you have in your memory banks knowledge of each happening acquired during all the lives you have ever lived. This becomes available to you sub-superconsciously. You begin remembering when you went through the very same thing your friend is going through. It may have been a life or two ago, but you went through it all the same. Therefore, you know his next step because you know how you got out of the same experiential pattern yourself. Then you begin to know that your soul body and your physical body are becoming one. You are slowly beginning to realize that you truly are an effulgent spiritual being living on the earth. The only thing that is not spiritual, seemingly, is the subconscious mind. But that is an illusion because it has been programmed in a haphazard way. You have gone along through your many, many lives having many, many, many experiences. It has collected up diverse habit patterns and erratic programming. When you attack this programming positively and work with it, the subconscious becomes a tremendous tool and is no longer the unfriendly obstacle that it was. It becomes sub-superconscious and new energies start flowing into the physical body. New understanding begins to come from within. Your perspective in looking at life is steady now. Man has not always realized that a subconscious area of the mind exists. For hundreds of years, humanity in the West believed that the conscious state was the only reality. Humanity has had religious inclinations also, and believed in superconsciousness, but felt that superconsciousness was totally outside and away from the individual self. That is why God is talked about as being way up in the heavens and the angels high in the sky. These beliefs cause the superstition, religious misunderstandings and contradictions that have come down to us through the ages. Why was God supposed to be outside the being of man way up in the sky? It was because the subconscious area of the mind was in between. From this limited perspective, man saw himself as a little insignificant nothing that has come from some place, not knowing for sure when or how he got here in this conscious state. He knew he was a kind and hateful, generous and greedy, jealous, intellectual, instinctive being. He knew that. He knows it today. That is how one gets along through life. You have to fight for what you want. You have to argue. You have to be jealous. Or else, how are you going to get any place? You have to be quick-tempered. To dominate others, you have to scare people. Get your own way and elbow your way through life. That is a way to live when totally in the conscious mind.